Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 5th of February, pod number 744, rolling on towards 1,000. I hope you're all well. I'm in a state of depression at my football team, I'm not going to lie. It's been coming for years, just keep seeing it. And numpties like Surridge keep telling me that flipping Eric Dyer's a good player and this, that and the other. It's basically, I can't even talk about it. I get all emotional. I can't talk about it. Let's get straight into the football for the week. I've been really busy today, sorry. And I've got a load on. And obviously we all kick off again at whatever, 5 o'clock. So we've done the old usual footy preview, some different little bits to look at. This is a standard one. Next week, if I get a bit more time, somebody's asked if I'll do one based on the ELO. Yes, I will. It is time getting research done all through the sheets after I've done the process. But where are we this weekend? Starting with Aston Villa versus Arsenal. There's nothing in the game for a bet for me. Two, what you'd say, inconsistent teams at the minute, I would think. Either is capable of winning, and nothing in the figures on that basically stands out for a bet. Gun to my head, I'd probably go for Arsenal. I didn't see the Villa game, but I don't know whether they were lacklustre against West Ham or West Ham just in this rich vein of form were too good for them. But Arsenal are improving, definitely over the last couple of months. With a Luiz in the team, you've always got that self-destruct. Obviously, what happened against Wolves, penalty, red card. That is always possible, and if they are like that, then Grealish and co can take advantage. But yeah, I haven't got a bet in the game, but if somebody held a gun to my head and said pick a winner, I'd take Arsenal. Burnley v Brighton. Obviously Brighton the buzz team. I've got to be honest, I can't get too carried away with it. They beat an absolutely dreadful Spurs team, which I told you they would on last Friday. And fair play, they went to Anfield and won, but it's not a Liverpool, it's a poor patched up Liverpool team. Definitely a result for me, but I very rarely agree with Klopp, but looks like Liverpool just struggling a little bit with too much football and the injuries they have. Doesn't stop us smiling when they do get beat though, does it? Burnley are still a tough nut to crack. They didn't turn up against Chelsea. I watched a bit of that game just because I'd had a bet on a first half goal, so I watched a bit of the first half. But as a bottom six team, Brighton have only won once against a fellow struggler in their time in the Premiership, and I just think they're way too short here. I am happy to lay Brighton at 2.28, 2.3. I'm more than happy to lay Brighton at that price. Their away form historically in the Premier League has not been very good, and as I say, I think you can make a little bit too much of those last two results and get a little bit carried away. I think there's a slight overreaction to that. Lay Brighton at Burnley. Newcastle versus Southampton, 3.15 Newcastle, 3.4 the draw, 2.56 Southampton. The under is 1.9, the over's 2.08. I looked at those prices, genuinely, who knows? Geordies can't win a game and then go to Goodison and win. The Saints showed some early promise this season, but they've had some stuff in. Spurs put 5 past them, then they go and get done 9 by United. Standard penalty included. I haven't a clue. The over's looks a small bit generous. Saints 21 games away to bottom six sides, and 57% of those have gone over 2.5. Newcastle 11 of their last 14 at home have been over 2.5. Over 2.5 is 2.08. I think a steady drip of backing over 2.5 through the first 10 minutes and trade on goals is one here. Either side's capable of blowing the other one out of the water. I could see Southampton going and winning 3-0 or Newcastle winning 3-0. Genuinely, form, I mean, we are in a strange season. I do think it's the volume of football and the sort of condensed nature of the league. But, I think a game you'll see more defensive mistakes again and a steady back of over 2.5. Fulham versus West Ham. Fulham 3.7, the draw 3.6, West Ham 2.18. Unders 1.9 and overs 2.02. I mean, it's going to kill me, this. Carpet, 21 points from 24. And they have to be back. They've got to be back to odds against have to be. You've got to say at the minute they're the second best form side in the league. As much as it is depressing me, I can only see them winning. They're profitable to back away. I'm choking on the words as they're coming out. Genuinely, it's distressing me. But they are playing well. I've always thought that Moyes is a good manager. I'm again not jumping on the bandwagon. I said the United first year at United was always going to be impossible. I felt United should have given him time. But I understand why they got rid of him and why he didn't get time. But you know, he did do wonders at Everton for year after year with the budget keeping them up there, top eight side for years. But yeah, I just, you know, I mean, I'm getting all emotional. I think they're going to finish above Spurs for the first time in God knows how long. It's heartbreaking stuff. Yeah, I've got to back West Ham. Horrible. Got to, but have to. United Everton, United 1.57, the draw 4.5, Everton 6.8, under 2.28, over 1.74. No bet for me. I think United are priced too short here. I'm not saying they won't win. It won't be a surprise to see them win, but you know, who knows? They lose to Sheffield United, then put nine past Southampton. Everton lose to the Geordies, go and beat Leeds. There's nothing in the numbers either way. Overs looks a little bit short to me as well, but not enough that I'd want to get involved. I'm going to say probably a United win, but nothing that I want to have a bet on. Tottenham versus the rubber ball. 1.49 Tottenham, 4.7 the draw, 8.4 West Brom, under 2.18. Under is 2.18, over is 1.77. Come clean, I backed West Brom last night and they have shortened up since. For you guys, as pod advice, you've got to lay Tottenham. It's not sour grapes, it's not opinion, they're poor. You've got to lay them at that price. Poor players get found out over 38 games. The reality is they've got 9 points in the last 10 games since they beat Arsenal on December the 6th. If the table was run from that date, they would be 16th. They're not creating chances, they're not scoring goals, they look completely incapable of it. West Brom, yes, are dire, but got a point at Liverpool and probably have to believe they can get at least that here. They're not going to come and try and have a go, West Brom. They're going to sit back behind the ball, which is what, you know, Tottenham struggle with. I mean, the ball, these two teams, the ball could actually not leave the centre circle as they both sit behind it. Might not even get kicked off, just stand there looking at it. But I could not have Spurs at the minute at 1.49 against my local pub side. They've recently played out of form Fulham, out of form Palace, Wolves who are struggling, and Brighton who hadn't won at home since June. They've scored 3 goals. They're in dire trouble. With, you know, I can go on and on and on. I know people don't want to turn it into a Tottenham podcast, but I've called it for years. We've got bad players and we've nursed bad players for 4 or 5 years. The likes of Dier, Sanchez, Winks, Davis, Sissoko. We keep nursing them. We keep thinking all of a sudden, just because it's a different manager, there's going to be a miracle. Until they clear those players out and change that personnel, nothing is going to change at Tottenham. It doesn't matter who's in charge. You could get Jesus Christ down doing miracles, it still won't work. And I couldn't back them. You know, it's a 2-3 year problem. They do have an occasional run of 3 or 4 games, and all those games have tied in when some person, generally Kane or Son, are playing well together and have a little run of 4 or 5 games. But you can't sustain it for 38, that sort of form. And then it reverts back to where we are. So you just can't back Tottenham at 1.49. It's impossible. I mean, he's so, so lucky, Mourinho. The one thing is that the fans aren't in the stadium, because the place would be... The place would be so toxic. It'd just be interesting. I mean, if they don't win this, they then got Everton away in the cup. Not going to be easy. I wouldn't fancy them to go there and win. And then they got City in the league, and City will stuff them. They've then, Mourinho then is, you know, Levy has got to make a decision. It's going to be, it's so difficult with them being in a cup final, desperate to try and win a trophy for God knows how many, 20 years. I can't see him pulling the trigger. And I don't think it's the answer. I think the players are it's the players for me. People can moan about Mourinho, and sure, something's gone on at the minute with the way they're playing, but the players just aren't good enough. They're just garbage, absolute garbage. And garbage players get found out. Well, people talking to top four, I genuinely need to go and get some help. It's like a mental illness. We didn't get top four last year, and we certainly aren't getting it this year. We're absolute garbage. Clay Tottenham. Wolves, Leicester. Wolves seem to be in a slump. Certainly not the Wolves we saw last year. No injuries again. They have won 5, drawn 3 and lost 3 when mid-table, playing a top 6 side, averaging just over 1.5 goals a game in those games. Leicester away as a top 6 side have won 7, drawn 7, lost 4 against mid-table teams, averaging over 1.5 goals. This is just for Leicester, not the games averaging 1. Leicester have scored over 1.5 goals on average. Wolves scored over 1.5 goals on average. I think the overs is a tad big, and one to trade again through the first 10 minutes and then protect your stake on goals. So, you know, when a goal goes in, either wait until it gets back to your entry point and scratch it, or when the first goal goes in, remove your liability. I think you will see some goals in this game. And I think the overs is a little bit too big. So Wolves trade the overs. Liverpool v Man City. Liverpool 3.7. The draw 3.85. City 2.1. Does fall into the, for ultimate members, into the top six draw system I've mentioned before. But, you know, Liverpool are struggling. City are flying. Personally, I do think we'll see a City win, but not one for me to have a bet. I've had a small lay of City to win the league, which I talked about earlier in the week. They're currently 1.19. Low risk, but there's plenty of time to go in this season. It is, as we're seeing, an unpredictable season. And there is a chance that they do start to stutter somewhere. This may be the start of it. They may go and blow everybody away. But obviously they've got cup finals, they've got Champions League to come. There's still 17, 18 games to go, so plenty of time. I just think they're too short at that price. I'm not saying they won't win it. It's purely a price play. As for the game, I've got no bet. You know, as I say, it falls into that ultimate system that I've talked about for ultimate members draws. But basically, it's I'd be surprised if Liverpool win, and it wouldn't. I wouldn't be surprised to see City go and win. Sheffield United versus Chelsea. Sheffield United 7.6, the draw 4.8, Chelsea 1.49, overs under is 2.0, overs is 1.94. Couple of wins for Sheffield United recently give them a clinging of hope. But I said at the start, I think Chelsea have got a good squad of players and they now look like they're heading in the right direction. If Lampard had been in charge here, I'd have definitely fancied the overs because I'd have fancied Blades to get one. Always handy if you're going for overs to think that both teams will score rather than a team will win 3-0. But the fact that Tuchel straight away, you know, three games in, he has this side looking much more solid. I think it was something like 74 minutes of football before they faced a shot on target. Gets his team passing, gets his team controlling the ball. I thought they looked really good against Burnley in the bit of the game I watched last week. Absolutely dominated Tottenham last night. Chelsea win this game, but not at the price for me. As I say, if 2 weeks ago, I'd have definitely played the overs here, but with the Tuchel approach and the defence looking a lot more solid, I'm happy just to take a watching brief. I do think Chelsea will win the game. I think they'll win it quite comfortably, but the price doesn't seem anything. It's not overly attractive to me at that price. So that is it. So out of that lot there, just to have a recap, a lay of Brighton, over 2.5 at Newcastle, back West Ham, and over 2.5 at Wolves. Lay Tottenham, over 2.5 Wolves, Leicester. Plenty to get involved with. Fill your boots, put them all in an acca, go on holiday when we can all fly somewhere. That's it. I will not be watching Spurs again this season. I only get myself annoyed. I turned it off after about 28 minutes last night, whenever that penalty went in. Watched a couple minutes more, and that was that. My brother texts me and said, that's him done. He's not going again. He's blaming it all on Mourinho. He's done until Mourinho goes. For me, it's bang average shite players. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy yourselves. We've got Mindset Monday coming up. I am all back to normal now. Still coughing a little bit, but I feel perfectly well. Got over all that. We've got electricity. Life's good. Life's good. If I didn't have Tottenham Hotspur in my life, it would be fantastic. It would just be marvellous. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely weekend, and I'll be back with you on Saturday morning.